The New Testament reading for today is from St. John chapter 8, beginning at the 21st verse. So Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees again, I am going away, and you will see me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, Will he kill himself, since he says, Where I am going, you cannot come? He said to them, You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, Who are you? Jesus said to them, Just what I have been telling you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. They did not understand that he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have heard from your Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome the Reverend Dan Torkelson.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, with particular emphasis on verses 31 through 36. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Here ends the text. It's been said many times from our Lutheran pulpits that there are really only two religions in the world. I would argue that this point can't be made enough in Christian pulpits. The scriptures make this point again and again in several pairs of contrasting terms, which delineate the two religions one from the other. Word pairs like law and gospel, sin and grace, slave or free, darkness and light, foolishness and wisdom, truth and lie. All of these pairs speak to this one basic truth that there are two religions in the world. But only one of them saves. Only one. God's judgment is not like that of a schoolteacher who cannot bear to fail a student. You have only one chance at this life, and God does not grade on a curve. Either you are in or you are out. But do not let my words about only one chance to get the one true faith lead you to ask how you might get that faith. Wrong question. If you think salvation is about what you must do, how you're doing things, or any such idea, you're already a stout adherent to the wrong religion. Of our word pairs mentioned before, you're already in the religion of law, darkness, sin, foolishness, lies, and slavery. No, if you desire to be in the one true faith, the only faith that saves, you don't ask how. You ask who. There is only one name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved, the name of Christ. This is maddeningly frustrating to adherents of the other false religion. The Jews to whom Jesus was speaking, indeed with whom he was arguing in John chapter 8, they didn't want to hear that it was Christ's name that saves. They didn't want to hear that salvation was about anyone other than themselves. They were children of Abraham, and their genealogical connection to Abraham was what saved them. It wasn't about God and his grace in Christ Jesus. It was about Abraham.